This is Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. This message will be brought to you in two parts. The scripture reading for this segment is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, and reads as follows. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ. The sermonic selection is entitled, The Blood Still Works, by Malcolm Williams and Great Faith.
Still works.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth please you, Lord, and the meditations of my heart the same. In Jesus' name, amen. My subject is Jesus Makes the Difference. The text is taken from Ephesians 2 and 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ. The point that I wish to share with you is outside of Jesus Christ, people are alienated. Outside of Jesus Christ, people are alienated. Once a man sought to join a hunting club, but the members of the club rejected him because of his reputation for not obeying the rules of sportsmanship. And upon observing this, one outstanding community leader who was a member of the club interceded on his behalf. He promised the club that he would take full responsibility for the applicant. Therefore, the man was admitted to the club on the recommendation, the character, and the strength of another man. Paul reminded the Gentiles that they had once sought admission to the kingdom of heaven, and the sole reason for their admission was the character and work of Jesus Christ, because it was Jesus who made the difference. First, we as Christians need to realize and understand that outside of Jesus Christ, people are alienated. Paul reminded the Gentiles that they were alienated, regarded as outsiders until they learned of Christ. You see, the Gentiles were inferior to the Jews in religious privileges. Their state was desperate and godless. Paul describes their past state when he said, "You were at one time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." Paul gave five definitive indications that the Gentiles were outsiders. Number one, he was emphatic in saying they were separated from Christ. Number two, they were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, meaning that they were strangers in their own land. Number three, they were strangers to the covenants of promise. Number four, they were a hopeless people because they have no hope. And number five, and most devastating of all, they are a godless people, a people without God in the world. Outside of Jesus Christ, people suffer great consequences. Paul graphically portrayed the reality of alienation. Have you ever thought, "I used to have lots of friends. What happened?" Perhaps they alienated themselves from you, or vice versa, for whatever reason or reasons. Now, let's consider the child who is suffering from parental alienation. What a lonely childhood that must be. There are those who are suffering from societal alienation, like the man who was trying to join that club and he couldn't get into the club. He had to rely on the character and the integrity of another person. There are persons who are socially excluded at work. This current global pandemic is causing people all over the world, in one instance or another, to feel the multi-stresses of being alienated, isolated, and or ostracized. Those who choose not to live life with God suffer from a life apart from God. This makes them strangers to the Lord. The real outsiders in our age are the non-believers. It is a devastating tragedy because they are separated from God. They have made a conscious effort to harden their hearts in rebellion toward God. But being a stranger does not mean that God arbitrarily cuts certain individuals off from himself. It does not mean that God is stubborn and will not admit sinners. Being a stranger simply means that simple human rebellion has separated a person from God in this life. And furthermore, it separates a person in the life that is to come. We as Christians believe that there is life after death. An illustrator once painted a picture of a lonely boy looking at a Christmas celebration. His face was sad and lonely. He wanted to join in the festivities. If someone would notice him, just come to the door and invite him in, then he would no longer be a stranger. There have maybe been many times when you were jobless. So we searched the want ads to no avail. And just when we were about to lose hope, we heard about a job through a friend, a radio broadcast, or some other means of communication. We haven't always been members of a church. Perhaps we sought a church home. We went to a church one day. The service was great, and the fellowship was extremely pleasing. And other positive things happened. And we were persuaded that this is the place that I'll join. This will be my church home. Someone, Jesus Christ, stepped out and invited us to come inside. You see, Jesus has made the difference in many of our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, let us remember Jesus as he shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross that we might live life more abundantly. Help us to realize the difference that he has made in us as individuals. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled "There Was Jesus" by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton.
Every time I try to make it on my, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, it, so I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing of my heart, like a blessing buried in broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know, I couldn't see it. Shadows of the alleys.
There was Jesus
in the fire and the floods.
There was Jesus.
Always is and always was. No, I never walked alone.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.